1st of January, 1833. My dear Lizzie, a letter from your father is indeed a strange occurrence. Is this the first I ever wrote to you? I fear it may be. I have made all manner of correspondence during my lifetime to men of industry and commerce, but never to you, and rarely, I am ashamed to convey, even to your dear mother. Why, you ask, as an old man of 61, do I choose to write to you? Perhaps it's because this day, more than any before, my bones feel like those of an old man. Perhaps it is also because I believe, though I might be wrong, that you alone will listen. I wish to tell you what your father has done and why. My work, my life, my ambition to improve this world of men, and of course of women, I have fury for it, to talk of it, to write of it. But here in this Dartford hostel, with my old bones aching, nobody has time for my stories, these ramblings, these fantasies. My only desire is to tell them to you, my dear Lizzie, in the hope that you may want to listen, to indulge me. All I say, I have a fury for it. And if I do not hear other ways, I will write to you often in these days to come, as I recall these events which have shaped my life. I mean to write this as I recall it, though I know there will be errors and omissions for which I beg your indulgence of an old man. I remain your devoted father, Richard Trevithick.